Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jenny Beth Martin is here. Jenny Beth is the CEO of the largest national Tea Party grassroots lobbying organization. She's one of the leaders of the Tea Party organization, the folks on the right who were devoted to the Constitution, to truth, to honesty, to tolerance, and to America, and to our liberties. And I don't mind saying that. She's our friend, Jenny Beth Martin. Welcome to the show. Welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you. I'm so glad to be back.
Good to have you here. So you're going to give us a report on this reconciliation bill that's going through Congress right now, that's probably going to pass. $1.9 trillion, which is on top of about $1 trillion that has already been appropriated that hasn't been used yet. Why do we need another $1.9 trillion, Jenny Beth?
Well, I don't think that we do need it, and I think that members of Congress and people in Washington, D.C. think that the best thing that they can do at any time is to give away money. And so it's how they get votes. And the problem is that it creates more problems than it solves oftentimes. And in this bill, it's 591 pages. It includes the so-called stimulus payments of up to $1,400 for those who make $75,000 or less, on top of the $500 they already received from the last coronavirus relief package, which just passed in December. There's still money from that bill that has not been spent, yet they're trying to spend even more money. They have a blue state bailout with $195 billion to state governments and another $130 billion to local governments. And they're giving more money to schools, $170 billion to K-12 and higher education. And that is on top of the $82 billion that they just gave in December. And I'll tell you what, as a parent of high school seniors who have been in school face-to-face since August for most of the year, there have been a few bumps in the road where they've gone to hybrid or digital for a week or two at a time. Our school system didn't have to get all this extra money to find a way to get kids back in the classroom.
Right.
And the teachers and the school system and the parents and the students were all committed to making sure that the students learned.
I want to come back to the origins of this bill. People need to remember that Nancy Pelosi was trying to put the elements of this bill into every legislation, coronavirus pandemic legislation, since March. She's been trying to get these things in there, but they got taken out. And because she demanded that these things be, he tested the will of the Republicans and tried to push these in there, a lot of aid that really needed to get out last year was delayed. And especially in the fall, there were several aid packages that needed to get out, but she held them up for weeks to try to get some of this pork that's now in this $1.9 trillion. Am I right about that, Jenny Beth?
Yeah, you are. You're exactly right. The blue state bailout is something that they have been trying to do since pretty much last, maybe not March, but April.
But she was willing to let people who needed, she was willing to let small business owners who needed the money yesterday wait weeks to get the money. And one thing I remind people about, Jenny Beth, is when a small business collapses, a family collapses. And if that small business has employees, many families collapse. And while Nancy Pelosi was playing politics with her pork barrels. Small businesses and families were collapsing, and I that's on her head and the people who follow her, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And for what? Because she wants to bail out state and local governments who could not manage the tax dollars that they get from their taxpayers in the right manner.
And it's money that we don't have, Jenny Beth. It's money we're having to print.
Right.
We're making monopoly money to give these people money. I mean, these chickens are going to come home to roost for our grandchildren. I don't understand what kind of a soul allows something like that, promotes something like that, decides to have that. What kind of a human being does that, Jenny Beth? I'm having trouble with this. What do you think?
Well, the generous answer would be that perhaps she doesn't completely understand how the economy works. The more cynical answer is that she just doesn't care as long as she has power.
I'll give her that. Yeah. There's nothing stupid about Nancy Pelosi. She's plenty smart. She understands how bread's buttered. She just doesn't care. Her control is more important to her than whether a family, of small business family, collapses. And there's just no other way to watch her behavior over the last 11 months than to determine that. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that it's right. And what's even more cynical is that when those families lose their income, which means they don't have the ability to put food on the table for their children or pay the utility bills to keep the light and the power on. When that happens to those families, people like Speaker Pelosi, the Democrats, who want people to be dependent on the government, they actually benefit because more people wind up being dependent on the government in that situation.
And they become more dependent upon big tech, which means when big tech grows, small business owners diminish. The more big tech grows, small business diminishes. And there's just no question about that. And folks, and by the way, I'm picking on Nancy because she's the Speaker of the House, but she's got a whole raft of people supporting her, behind her, who agree with her. And as far as I'm concerned, their view of the world and the future is a very cynical one. 20 after the hour, Jenny Beth Martin is here, and she and I will be right back. We got more to come after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.